I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We're so happy to have you with us this morning. Hey, have you opened a business? Are you thinking about opening a business, a not-for-profit or profit? I think, Brenda, that's what you said before.
Right.
To profit or not-for-profit? That is the question, right?
That is the question.
So I am excited for this show today. This is a great show for you guys that are definitely interested in opening a business or already have a business and have some questions, or maybe it's time to do a little review, because that is our weekly winning word this week. And if you've been tuning in to our radio show every Sunday, you've kind of gotten used to the fact that we have a weekly winning word, and we kind of discuss that throughout the show and apply that to our conversation. And this week, it's all about the word review. So I thought it would be very appropriate and timely to have one of our awesome business resources on the show with us, Brenda Grove. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. Yeah,
I'm excited too.
when you speak, I learn. And
bless
you. I love hanging around people that's the case. When you know that when they talk, you're going to learn something great, and it's going to be something you can apply and use and help you grow and be better. And I think that's who you are.
I can't take much credit. That's God.
I love that about you too. I love that we're sisters in Christ, and that gives us a common ground to start with. But you've helped me really starting to review I've Decided. I mean, I've Decided is a startup company. We're paving the way, really, in something that's never been done, and we're creating systems, new systems and processes. And, you know, I've had those beginning conversations with you as far as reviewing I've Decided and where we are and where we want to go. And I know how helpful that has been for me, and I'm looking forward to many more of those conversations with you. So I know that you'll be able to contribute to a lot of business, and you already are with PUP and with us and other organizations that you've met. But so I'd love to, you know, before we dive all into the business side and the review side, though, I want to know about Brenda. Like, how did you become a business expert? Like, you know all of these things. Did you just read all these books, get a education? Like, how did you come to know so much about starting a business and business grants and business plans and all that good stuff?
I think I was just interested. I wanted to know how to do that, how to have my own business. And so it actually began back in Baltimore, Maryland, where I enrolled in a class. It was called Women Entrepreneurs of Baltimore. WEB is what we called it. And I learned about so many different aspects of how one might start a business. We wrote a business plan, and I was on fire from there. And I decided, and really, I had a great job, but I decided that I was going to leave my job and I was going to help other people do that. And I did. I resigned my job, and I wrote a curriculum for teaching people how to write a business plan. And people came.
They came to learn.
Much to my surprise. And they paid me at the same time. And it took off from there. And I was talking with a regional director at Small Business Administration, and they actually offered me a position as a strategy for connecting with more businesses in Maryland. So I became the deputy director for Maryland Small Business Development Centers. In Maryland, I had 4 regions, 16 satellite offices. So then I had an opportunity to even learn more about business from different eyes,
right,
and how that could work. And things just evolved from there. I eventually ended up in Tampa, Florida, And my heart was just drawn to working with nonprofit organizations as a result of being at Johns Hopkins University for about 12 years, who taught me, you know, eons about grants and contracts and foundations, federal, state, and local level. So I felt equipped. And I did. I just set out. One day I didn't know a soul except my husband in Tampa. And God did it, really. He directed me to all the right resources, and people just came. At my first session, I think I had about 100 people.
Wow.
Who just showed up because they heard me on the radio, and they were excited. The phones were ringing off the hook. I said, who is this person? Who is? And they came, and it just evolved from there. So I work with many, many nonprofits who were interested in education, housing, of course, homeless. And I've just continued on that path.
And now you're back in Peoria.
And now I'm back in Peoria, and which is my home.
This is your home.
That's right. This is my home. I graduated from Manual High School. And when I was younger, I used to read murder mysteries all the time, Agatha Christie. And so I knew the world was bigger.
Right.
And I decided that I wanted to know more about the world. And so I married and went out to lived in on the East Coast. I didn't really get a sense of who I was and where I was going until I moved back to Michigan and started working as a volunteer for YWCA. And it just grew from there. That was my first orientation really to working with nonprofit organizations, such that I became president of YWCA.
Wow.
Right.
You didn't know that, did you? I know. I'm sitting here like, man, this is amazing.
But I work for government there, work for city government, Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I don't know, God just took me places. I was always asked to take this position or that position. And so I knew finally that it was for me to learn, but not just for myself, but so that I could give that back to other people.
So that you could get to this point in your life where now you can share all this information, all these years, all that experience.
All that experience. So I have the unique ability to understand both sides, for-profit and nonprofit.
You've worked in both.
I've worked in both.
That's exciting. And so we're really blessed, you guys, to have a resource like you here, Brenda, to help us entrepreneurs, to help, you know, not just people who are just starting, but if you already own a business and maybe you're 5, 6, 7 years, but it's time to review.
Right.
It's time to take a look. Are you getting the results you want? Maybe you need to take a look at your business plan. Maybe you have a not-for-profit and you need to look at some grants, some grant writing. You want to learn to write some grants or have someone do it for you? Or lots of questions, right?
Because we begin at a point and we have an idea about what we want to achieve and we go at it. Years down the road, you say, well, you question whether or not that was the right move, right direction.
Right.
Are you achieving the outcomes that you were really seeking? So review is critical.
It is. We'll talk more when we get right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with Brenda Grove. Brenda Grove is a trainer and business coach. She is an awesome resource for I've Decided and an awesome resource for you. If you own a business, if you're thinking about starting a business, if you're not sure if you should be profit or not for profit, if you need help with a business plan, where to start, she's your gal. I mean, if you were tuning in earlier, I don't know that I've ever met someone with the extensive background that you have in business and all and the things that you've done and the experience that you've had. So that's just an impressive portfolio, Brenda.
I appreciate your saying that. We have to be open to learning. That's critical. Review is part of that process of learning. And that's what we're encouraging now, that we take the time to step back and look at where we are and where do we want to go? What can we do in the process? And so it's just enabled me to connect with a lot of great people who fed information into me, guided me in the right steps, And so hopefully I can make that exchange and do that for other people. I find that people really question. They don't know. They know they want to do something. They want to help. They want to make money, but they don't know exactly what that is or how to get to that answer. And so that's where we begin. We review their thought process, what led them to believe that they could do anything and that certain thing that they are gifted to. And we just ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you know, it begins to hone in on some energy that leads them to that discussion. And it's usually successful, like with Pup. Pup has already been in business for like 5 years.
About the same length of time as us. That's how we kind of got connected with them and wanted to give them proceeds as our kind of not-for-profit of choice to full-on support with our proceeds. They started about the same time as us. It was one of the things I thought, well, maybe that's a good... Because we're both about new, you know, but yes, they've been going for about 5-6 years, same as us.
Right. And there's so many opportunities and options. People need not feel stagnated, that if one thing doesn't work, they can't look another direction. Pup is already on a great track. They just haven't told their story.
Right.
The way we're going to tell their story, because I mentioned this morning that it doesn't need to be the best kept secret.
Right. You don't want to be the best kept secret. Right. Not if you want your business to flourish and you want to help people, which is, you know, I believe an entrepreneurial heart is someone who desires to help someone. They have something they believe that can help others. Right. And I think if your heart is genuine and sincere, I think that's what creates entrepreneurs, is the desire to share what they have.
Because, you know, in this economy, you're going to be an er or e. That's what I call them, an employer or an employee. And so working for years, especially now for the baby boomers who've been out there, they've got great levels of experience to make a decision about what they want to do with that experience. Do they want to share it with other people? Do they want to serve? Do they want to help other people? And they can, because they're already equipped. They essentially have on-the-job training and deciding what to do with it. Many people do. And so they come, I've decided, say, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I've decided to do something. And hopefully we'll be able to, in our new training that's coming up in a week or so, help them sort through the pathways that they might take, whether it be for-profit or nonprofit. There are issues related to either. There are pros and cons related to either, but we're going to sort through and put those on the table, so to speak, and allow people to digest it a little bit, and we can begin the process. If it's a for-profit, then you're going to be focused on a product or service maybe to make some money.
Right.
To make a lot of money.
Right, a lot of money.
And if it's for service, you can still make a profit. You can still make money, but your passion is to serve other people and to help them be successful in the process.
Yeah. And then you even said that what I've decided could be, because we thought about being a not-for-profit initially, but based on long-term goals and those, and talking those through with Wendy Ramsey, our CPA, you know, we thought for-profit was the way to start, but then give proceeds to a not-for-profit, which is how we found Pup. But you actually, Kate, you said maybe we would be a what?
A B Corp.
A B Corp, which I have never heard of.
You behave like a B Corp.
And what is that exactly?
A B Corp has dual mission. So they both make money and they also serve by helping other people.
Right.
So their mission is twofold. So they can make a profit and at the same time, they can serve the community. And actually, that's trending in the world now. It's really trending in the United States to serve both goals.
Right.
Because corporations who find themselves in communities that are starved for services, they end up providing some levels of support. So there is a trend that we're looking at that brings kind of those common missions together. Because if your employees are happy, their families are happy, and receiving appropriate services outside of their organization, then that organization is going to be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Your organization, I've decided, behaves like a B Corp.
Yeah, so we're going to review. Now that we have an expert like you to help us look deeper and dive deeper into our whys and what our long-term goals are, and to help me talk through those and figure that out, we're definitely going to review and look into that and see if that would be, you know, we want to benefit everyone right. as much as we can. So whatever the best way that we can do that is what we'll do.
Plus, you have strong partnerships with nonprofits.
Right. We do.
Right. You already do.
We already do.
You already financially support a nonprofit organization. So there's no reason not to, unless financially, you know, it drives you away from the profit part of it, because you don't want to lose sight of the profit that you might gain. But you already have that the characteristics
of a B Corp. So we're going to review ourselves and look into that. So maybe that sounds interesting to some of you out there as well. And of course, you mentioned already, and we're going to talk about it a little more in the next segment, but the fourth Thursday, so coming up next week, February 27th, from 6 to
7:30.
5:30. I keep saying the wrong time. Don't write that down. Don't listen to me. 5:30 p.m., fourth Thursday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at our resource center, The Garden. You have the opportunity, and this is free. Guests are welcome to join. This is a benefit to all of our members of I've Decided. Our success groups are included in the membership. There's no extra charge for that. And these success groups are led by experts. And this particular one is led by Brenda Grove, and it's Build Your Business.
Right.
And so we're going to dive into that, but we'll talk when we get back about it. Stay with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're in the studio with Brenda Grove. She is a trainer and business coach. And if you've been tuning in, you understand what an amazing resource we have for us in Brenda here in the Peoria area and greater central area. And we are so happy to have Brenda as a part of I've Decided. And it's just a real benefit and blessing. Truly, it is. And we're grateful for all of our business resources. And so this is a great opportunity for me to share with you that you can find those business resources on our website. If you go to ivedecided.org, you can click on business resources. There's an area where you can become a business resource, or you can click on the business resources, and you can see we have over 60 resources that are a part of I've Decided. And I want to just share and remind you that these are businesses in our area, in our surrounding area, that care about you, that care about your goals and your dreams and this community. These businesses are a part of I've Decided to just simply because they love what we stand for. They love the fact that we're helping people in our community achieve their goals and dreams. They love that it's helping their employees, that they can come to the conferences, but it's because of their support that we're able to even have conferences, that we're able to have this radio show, and that we're able to bring all the resources to you to help you achieve your goals and dreams. So we want to just give a huge shout out to all of them and want to encourage you to go visit. And hey, if you haven't joined the community, it literally takes 2 minutes. So while you're there, sign up for the community. It's time to join and be a part of a positive organization where you can grow and be inspired and motivated. And who knows, you might have a dream in your gut, in your heart that you don't even know about yet, that hasn't bubbled up because you haven't gotten the right motivation or the right inspiration. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to encourage you to join our community if you have not already. We would love for you to do just that. And then you get amazing benefits like our monthly success groups, like what we were just talking about that's happening for on the fourth Thursday is Build Your Business. That's led by Brenda, Brenda Grove, who's in the studio with us today. And obviously, you've heard her share her experience and expert in her industry and can help you review where you are and where you want to be. And so we're happy to provide that. But So I'm curious, Brenda, and how, so you came to I've Decided, because we just, right. I know one day you just walked into my office and I'm like, what? You just showed up here with everything I need.
Well, first of all, let me say that I think I've Decided is a very unique organization. Like, who does that? In your prior description about all the services that are available, resources that are available, many of the resources are free. People would have to pay tons of money to get the level of expertise that I've experienced by attending some of the success groups. So if you're out there listening, I would be on the computer signing up right now.
Well,
it is,
you did.
It is very
you
unique.
Did it.
I did.
You're saying you did it, and you're encouraging them to do it as
I
well.
Did.
So you did it.
Sometimes it's hard to believe that you can have good, free, quality resources, but it's at I've Decided.
And most of it is included in your membership.
Right.
And I think that I just remember, because you did. You just went online. You signed up as a community member. And I think I called and said, let's have a session. Welcome to the community.
Right.
And I wanted to meet you, learn about you as we do. We want to, every time when someone signs up, we call and want to have a meeting. And you came to the garden and we met. And that's how it kind of started.
I have to give some credit to Jackie Buchanan.
Yes.
Who said, you've got to come to I've Decided. Like, what is that? You got to meet Kim.
Oh, Jackie, we love you. She's a mover and a shaker in our community. She's a retired teacher here from the Peoria Public School District, but she is not retired.
Right.
She is busy and she just pours into people. She started Girl Trek in our community. She has a travel business. She's one of our founding business resources, Jackie is. And she actually won our biggest cheerleader award for 2019. She won that at the Success Gala.
And she is that. So she said it, and one day I just decided, well, let's go. Well, she invited me to one of the business meetings that are held was on the first and the third Thursdays, which are also excellent. And I came, and the spirit, the energy in that room let me know this is where you want to be. And I haven't really participated other than church too much since I've been back to Peoria. So I think that the Spirit just led me there, and I felt the connection and the possibility. So I came back to your office and said, I think I can help you.
Yes. And I said, I think you can too. And so we agreed that because you were like, Lord, why do you have me back here in Peoria? Because you were kind of uncertain too. You were just following the guidance, and you're like, why am I back here?
Right. And so I got the connection now. Sometimes we learn the lesson later on down the path, but I understand. And so I've Decided gives me an opportunity, too, to kind of reconnect, recenter myself, and review as well. So I do what I ask my clients to do. I review myself, where I am, what do I want to accomplish, what can I achieve while I'm in this area to benefit other people, because that will always be the case for me, is to seeking to benefit other people. And so our first training will be next Thursday. Hopefully people will show up. If not, the next one.
Right. Always going to be on the fourth Thursday of every month. And we are working on getting all of these success groups listed out on our website. So show us a little grace on that. We started adding the success groups this year. This is the first year we've done this as a benefit to our members, and it's just going, they're going over really well. They're well attended. We have Master Your Message, Get Out of Debt, Lose Weight, Build Your Business, Master Social Media. We're going to have Write a Book. There are tons of success groups, and they're all geared towards something specific. You can come to all of them as a member if you choose to, or you can pick the one, and most people do that. They pick the one or two that makes sense for them, where they are and what they need. And so we're really excited to add the Build My Business and have Brenda coach that one. And it will be on the fourth Thursday of every month from
5:30 to 7.
They're going to all show up at 6. From 5:30 to 7, not 6, 5:30 to 7. Hopefully, though, here in the next couple of days, we'll have all those listed out on our website so you can get that confirmation. It's going to be good. I know I'm looking forward to it.
I hope so. I have high expectations of myself as well as those who participate because I give homework. So for those who are committed, for those who are seriously committed to making a difference in their lives or lives of others, come out and find out. We will have homework assignments because at the end of the day, we want to show that we've accomplished our respective goals.
Yes. All right, guys, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We're in the studio today with Miss Brenda Grove, a business coach and trainer, and just an amazing resource right here in the Peoria area for helping us entrepreneurs get started with our businesses or review where we are, where we need to go. Do you want to be a profit or not for profit? And our weekly winning word, if you've been paying close attention, you know that our weekly winning word is review. And I like to do this sometimes. This is a great definition. It says to examine or assess with the possibility of instituting change if necessary. So when you review, you're going at it from a point where you got to change some things most likely. And I love how you say it, Brenda. You got to be open to learn. You got to know that you don't know everything. And you got to be open to learn. And so I was thinking about some of our listeners, and maybe there might be some people out there listening that are like, I don't know if I'm capable of opening my own business. I've always wanted to do a certain thing, or I've thought about opening this business, but just thought it would be too difficult or too hard. What would you say to those folks that might be thinking that?
Well, certainly they can do their own research. Small Business Development Center is a place that they could do research. You do research at the library. You can call me. You can reach out to me either through I've Decided, or I can give you some contact information before we leave today. But it begins inside. It begins with the individual in probing and asking those questions, reviewing, why do you even think it's possible? Ask yourself those questions. Ask, you know, the question like, you know, why did God give me this gift? What am I going to do with it? You know, how can I be of service? So it begins with probing, but if you want to reach out to me, we could have a free consultation, and it's just explore. It's all an experiment, and just explore the possibilities, because it could go either direction, or maybe not. Maybe it's not time. So we talk about bottom line kinds of issues. Is this the time for you? Is the area for you? Let's do more research and figure that out. So there's no set one answer for individuals. It's different. Just depends.
I mean, the fact that you are providing a free consultation is an awesome opportunity. And so you guys, if you are listening, if it's not you, and you know someone, though, who's said to you, maybe you've had a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a parent, a neighbor, someone who has confided in you that they want to start a business or they're considering it, I would really encourage you to take Brenda up on this opportunity, because, Brenda, the conversation alone is worth the time that you spend in that free consultation. I know, because I experienced it firsthand, and the thoughts that come up, the questions that you ask, and the thoughts that come up, it really takes you deep and makes you really think, why am I doing this? Really, what is the point, and what's the outcome that I want? I heard this once. If you're going to open a business, there needs to be, you need to be solving, what's the problem you're solving?
What's the problem?
And will people pay for it?
Right.
And if you know the problem you're solving and people will pay for it, then you can start a business. Mm-hmm. You can learn and you can grow and you can start a business.
That is a bottom line question. what problem are you trying to solve? And if it's a service, what difference does it matter? It's a so what question. If you do X, Y, and Z, will it matter to the people that you're trying to serve? But you have to explore. We have to plan, both for for-profit and nonprofit. You need a plan. You need a plan of action, a strategy, so you can be clear about the what's, all the W's, who, what, when, why, and how, where. And it's a process. It's not an elevator ride. It's a process. Commitment to the process is critical. Again, not everybody is ready to make those steps, but you can certainly sort through the possibilities. And if not now, then maybe later.
And learn.
And maybe, learn.
Yes, yeah, so you can know where you are. I know you had me write my problem statement. You're like, you need a problem statement. I'm like, a what? You're like, a problem statement. I'm like, okay.
So I
had to write the problem, right? What's the problem that I've decided is solving? Which I knew it, but I just did not have it in an organized manner, just
you
in
did it.
My
you
head.
Did.
So you might have to write a problem statement, but it's a good thing. So, Brenda, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way? Are you willing to give them your phone number on the air here?
I give you a phone number, that 800 number, 800-387-4923. So that's 800-387-4923. Or you can email me, which is enable, now this I have to spell it, enablebizdev@gmail.com. So enablebizdev@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or call me at I've Decided.
Yes, you can find her on our on the website, ivedecided.org, listed under business resources. You'll find her under business resources is actually what you're under, I think, business coaching.
Right.
Is where Brenda is listed and her contact information is there. Or guess what? Just show up to the garden on Thursday night, February 27th, Thursday, February 27th, 5:30 p.m.,
right.
5:30 to 7. 5:30 to 7, there's no charge. And that's going to be our very first kickoff session for the monthly success group that'll happen on the fourth Thursday of every month thereafter from 5:30 to 7. And that's just going to be a great opportunity, I think, to have hands-on, to learn, to have that hands-on experience, to take that time every month. I mean, if you're thinking about opening a business, I don't know why you wouldn't do that for a few months just to kind of see.
Just to see. It doesn't hurt to try.
It doesn't hurt to come and network with other people who are like-minded, who are interested in the same thing. To have access to a coach, an expert trainer like Brenda, right there in person, that you can ask questions and go through the process that she'll go through, and it's just a really, really, really cool opportunity, and I'm excited about it, and I hope you guys are too. So, Brenda, it's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. Thank
this
you for inviting
me. This show is for
me.
It's just flown by because I'm intrigued and I love all the knowledge that you bring to the table and I love learning from you. And I hope that the listeners feel the same way. I'm sure that they do.
Well, sometimes it doesn't seem it, but this is an exciting time.
It is a very.
All things are possible.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?